With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. Voters cast their ballots in the presidential election in less than 50 days. WXPR's Hannah Davis-Reed talked to local party officials and members about the campaigning process.
The presidential election is heating up. Local party members have been busy campaigning around the Northwoods. Lillis Raboin staffs the Vilas County Democrats' mobile headquarters, a trailer stationed in Eagle River for the day. I met her while she was handing out political signs and talking to those who stopped by their trailer.
They're very, very, very fired up, excited about our candidates.
Raboin says enthusiasm for Democratic candidates has been off the charts, which she contributes to the recent Democratic National Convention and debate between Trump and Harris. Their mobile headquarters is new this year.
It's a little bit of a hassle to not have a building that, like we have sometimes in the past, but I think this is kind of a creative idea, and I'm on board for it, and we have a good list of volunteers.
She said they recognize that Vilas County is known as a Republican area, and that's why every vote matters. Greg Hartwig is the vice chair of the Lincoln County Republican Party. The party has an office in downtown Merrill, and Hartwig says they have an abundance of volunteers.
You know, all kinds of people came up and talked to us, and we're getting signs, and I registered a voter there. And a lot of Republicans are talking about voting early. I didn't hear that 4 years ago.
As of Friday, Lincoln County has received 1,472 applications for absentee ballots. Hartwig said they were campaigning at the North Central Wisconsin Gun Collectors Association show a few weeks ago and had a Trump boat flotilla this summer on Lake Alexander in Merrill. He said excitement is running high.
People are just enthusiastic about it.
For WXPR News, I'm Hannah Davis-Reed in Eagle River.
The Wisconsin Supreme Court says it will decide whether Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s name should stay on the presidential ballot. Kennedy has been trying to get his name removed in battleground states since he suspended his campaign in August and endorsed former President Donald Trump. At the same time, he said his supporters could continue backing him in most other states where votes for him won't likely sway the outcome. A Dane County judge said candidates must remain on the Wisconsin ballot unless they die. The Wisconsin Elections Commission wants a swift resolution since absentee ballots are already being sent out with Kennedy's name. The boom in online and sport gambling could put teens at risk. The Wisconsin Council on Problem Gambling says they're seeing a huge boom when it comes to teens struggling with problem gambling. They encourage parents to be aware of potential signs of trouble, like changes in interests, behaviors, or spending habits. What starts as fun with friends can lead to a gambling addiction. Rose Blazinski is the executive director of the Wisconsin Council on Problem Gambling.
A lot of times parents see gambling as a safe alternative to alcohol, drugs, sex, whatever you have. And in reality, it isn't. It can be just as dangerous, in some cases, maybe more dangerous.
If you suspect your teen has a gambling problem, you can reach out to the Wisconsin Council on Problem Gambling. This story is courtesy of WAOW Television. More than 300 participants took part in the Walk to End Alzheimer's at the Hodag Dome in Rhinelander on Saturday. The event is expected to raise more than $140,000. That money will directly support local services. Dave Grams, executive director of the Alzheimer's Association Wisconsin chapter, said the incredible spirit and generosity shown at this year's Walk to End Alzheimer's is truly inspiring. Alzheimer's disease remains a leading cause of death in the United States, affecting over 7 million Americans. In Wisconsin alone, more than 110,000 individuals are living with the disease, with over 11 million family members and friends providing care. In Oneida County, more than 1,300 individuals aged 65 and older are living with dementia. The Alzheimer's Association encourages continued support as donations can still be made to the Walk to End Alzheimer's through December 31st. Students enrolled at Wisconsin's technical colleges this fall might take a course where artificial intelligence is the star of the classroom. Officials say it could help produce a more robust pipeline of workers in the Badger State. Mike Moen reports.
Layla Merrifield, president of the Wisconsin Technical Colleges system, says manufacturers are making it clear they want a workforce that has the know-how in working with and programming machinery fitted with AI. She says that's why the system is integrating it with coursework at regional campuses.
Here in Wisconsin, we really have a structural workforce shortage, and what we're seeing, it's really upskilling the workforce.
Elected officials face pressure to adopt regulations that would ensure artificial intelligence is used safely. Merrifield says schools in Wisconsin prioritize teaching students how to use AI ethically and appropriately. I'm Mike Moen.
Egg prices have spiked in recent months, peaking at $3.30 for a dozen this quarter. That's according to the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Harvest Public Media's Hector Alejandro Azarte explains why.
Bird flu is behind higher egg prices. Outbreaks earlier this year in Iowa, Minnesota, and elsewhere reduced the number of hens. Now, the USDA is projecting egg prices to drop in the coming months. But Patrick Westhoff, director of the Food and Agricultural Policy Research Institute at the University of Missouri, says that all depends on if there are any further outbreaks.
And that's a big question mark right now. There's been a couple times where we may have hoped that we've gotten past the worst of it, only to be hit by additional cases. So we'll see what the next weeks and months and years portend in that regard.
The USDA is projecting wholesale egg prices could drop down to $1.75 per dozen next spring. For Harvest Public Media, I'm Hector Alejandro Arzate.
For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.